today we are meeting with Ms. Kristina Tuasiewicz, who is the initiator, main director, and one of the key figures of the Grupa Radosnych Seniorów Cabaret.
My name is Kristina Tuasiewicz.
Could you kindly tell us what connects you to this district?
I have almost lived in this district since 1947. Here I went to school and high school. It's like my neighborhood. There was a period in my life when I lived for several years on Asnica Street. Currently, I live a bit further, across the Oder River, but I am still connected to this district.
And you are connected through?
Through mainly my family, meaning my daughter and grandchildren all live here in Karlovic. I really like the Franciscan Church because my daughter got married there. My grandchildren were baptized there. So there's also a sentimental value. Besides, it is a beautiful district. It's a very beautiful district, as they say. It was miraculously spared. It was not affected by the flood in 1997. And everyone in this district defended it, tried to protect it. The levees were reinforced. All the residents came together as a close-knit group and performed all these defensive tasks so that nothing bad would happen here and nothing
but
did.
I also know that you are connected to the district in another way.
Besides that,
or actually with a dog.
Here at Sawalna Street, there's a club called Samonik Tuzechmus, where I have been involved with the senior club for the past 5 years. And in this senior club, we do cabaret because we are all amateurs. None of us have ever had any contact with the acting profession, not even any contact whatsoever with this field, so to speak, any work or activities.
Beautiful.
So we are very, very raw amateurs.
And who was the initiator of this?
Well, it just happened to be me. Of course, as usual in such situations,
and so it
everything
was?
Is helped by chance. And it happened that our club leader, Mr. Bolslolang, once came and said, I was at Agora in that club on the other side of Grozanka. And he said, there will be a competition like this and like that and so on for seniors, amateurs, a sort of small theatrical forum, cabaret-like competition. And I signed us up because we sing at our club meetings. Our first activity is singing. We all sit around a big table and we lay out the songbooks that we have prepared. I have three with over 120 songs and we pick for ourselves. We have a colleague, Juzi, who plays the guitar for us. So we pick songs from these songbooks. It's also a kind of fun because everyone calls out the page number. They pick a song they feel like singing. The group joins in and we have fun like that. So as Bolek said, he signed us up somewhere. So what are we going to do? We don't have anything ready. It's just some random news from down here. So in this situation, I thought, well, everyone knows the song, The Girl Went to the Forest. We have lyrics titled, The Grandma Went to the Forest. So maybe we'll stage it with those lyrics. And I said, listen, since it happened already, we have to do something, prepare something for this performance. I thought I'd be the grandma, my friend would be the grandpa, and our friends would sing, The Grandma Went to the Forest, Met a Grandpa with a Cane, and the rest of that song. So we staged it. And also a song about seniors. We practiced a bit to do well. Anyway, that program lasted 20 minutes, and that's what we went with.
Definitely.
It was 2015, October. And it turned out that after the performance, we got an award. It was like a bolt from the blue. How? Us? From where? Completely unexpected. We didn't even prepare especially, just took it lightly. But it turned out very well. We felt very proud.
Thank
so
you.
Appreciated. We went back to the little living room, of course. Tea right away, some cake. And general joy. And that was it. The topic was closed. But then spring came the next year. And it was our friend Josie's name day. And I had some time, quite a lot. I was out of the hospital then. And I thought, since it's a name day, maybe instead of gifts, because we don't really give each other presents. You know how finances are for retirees. So maybe we'll sing him something. And again, I thought to myself that Karin Stanek sang a boy with a guitar. So we will sing him a grandpa with a guitar. And I made five such guitars out of cardboard with a friend, Grazina. Together we decorated those guitars with various shiny badges and stickers. A friend made wooden handles to prevent the cardboard from bending, and strings, and five friends dressed up as Karin Stanek, meaning black wigs, black braids, skinny jeans, white blouses, and those paper guitars. And Josio, since he couldn't play for us because it was supposed to be a surprise for him. So that we obviously played the music from a record. Karin Stanek sang. And we girls jumped to the song. And everyone, meaning the whole group, there are 20 of us, liked it very much. And our friend was delighted. And it kind of started like that. Then there were more name days of some friends. So I thought, there's a song called Red Flower. So they dressed in some skirts, flowers, wreaths. And we can dance that flower, right? Because you can too. And well, I picked six friends. And we somehow put together that dance arrangement. And we danced that flower. Until at some point we thought we already have so many of such various numbers that we can make something out of it. So I thought to myself, if so, then we will do something. And that's how it all started. And it's been nearly 5 years now. And I must say, with great success, because wherever we go, we are always met with very warm and nice receptions.
I think it's worth mentioning that in 2018, your cabaret won third place during the Small Theatrical and Cabaret Forms Review, which took place at Agora, organized for Senior Days.
And we're constantly working. We've had 10 premieres.
That's fantastic, because it fits well with the spirit.
We have 10 premieres. We have a very nice winter program. It's a bit for children. There are snowmen, snowflakes, and songs like that. Childish. We did a program for hearing impaired people. So very musical. I invited friends with kids from another senior club because I wanted to emphasize the musical aspect. As they can't see, so skits or dances don't work.
Thank you.
But they can hear perfectly. So we did this kind of program.
And could you tell me, do the people living here in the neighborhood
very much
like
so
to watch, come and meet with you?
We have a small hall. So with our programs, we have to do several shows to satisfy the group of people who like to watch us. We've had up to 30 people in the hall. So it's exceptionally small. But there's never a situation where there aren't any willing to come. We always have attendees. If there's an announcement that we're doing something, we do it with invitations because we fear a situation where another 5, 7, or 12 people come and we won't have a place to sit or stand. So we don't have a problem with that. In terms of audience, we're really well liked. And the group itself is very eager. Of course, it stems from Skarbovic. It's 90% of people coming from Karlovice. I have two or three people who are from the city, but mostly it's Karlovice. It's Rožanka and this side from Kasprovic. Polanka and those people live there. And they are so eager, so much so, that they basically motivate me to do something. Because sometimes when I feel tired or I just don't feel like it, I am 76 years old, so I am not a young person. And sometimes I have those moments where but when I look at the engagement of those people, at the joy it all gives them, the dress-ups, the different efforts to look good. For example, there was a moment when we played a dance, a Spanish-Mexican one. Mexican. So there was a problem with the skirt. I mean, searching the internet, what those skirts are like. There's no object. And then madness at all the boutiques. At all the boutiques, it's expensive, so no. To secondhand stores. And in secondhand stores, skirts, some evening dresses, long dresses with white strings. So to sew on some frills, to put on some ribbons. Madness, a frenzy in the eyes. Every rehearsal, someone would come and say, listen, I have this, I have that. So all of this is like a driving force for me, because sometimes I think, already.
No.
I feel at peace. But when I see that spark in their eyes, like an 80-year-old lady saying to me, Chris, I bought myself this dress. Look at it. And do you think it will look good on me? And maybe a necklace with it. So how can I not continue this? How can I say enough? I just can't. And even if sometimes I get angry, because that happens too. And sometimes I shout. The group is chatty, like the ladies. So when they meet, there's always something to talk about. Sometimes I have my things to say and they have theirs. So I say, let me speak. So I have to shout or something. So, oh Jesus, the boss is shouting today.
So everything that happens in this little salon and all the shows, it's thanks to you, your time and your ideas, directing and ensuring the performances are put on?
Yes. I would say this little cabaret is like my baby, but I also have a lot of support from the people who run this salon. That's Mr. Boleka and his wife, Mrs. Alicia Lang. Because it's our place, it's our nest. So we can always come there. As the salon operates sort of on its own, as if it were separate, right? And we are there kind of, no. So this is our place. That's where we meet. That's where we have our space, our rehearsals, and our performances. And Mr. Bolek and Alice are with us. They're members of our cabaret group. But in addition, they run their own salon activities. That is, they have exhibitions, concerts, shows, and handicrafts there. And that is kind of their activity every Monday, once a month. Such things happen there. But there are also guitar lessons. That's their activity. While the cabaret is kind of my thing. The senior club is for me. The head of the senior club is Mr. Bolek. Anyway, I am the heart.
Heartfelt of recognition. The
cabaret. And whatever happens in the cabaret, that's me, of course, with the members of the cabaret, because I couldn't do it all by myself. It's obvious that the group supports me. I have very talented people who, for example, write scripts. I also have people who find materials for various sketches and so on. It's not like I do everything from start to finish by myself, myself, myself. I'm someone who brings it all together, ties it up, and of course I come up with ideas and arrange them. My colleagues and friends support me. Thank you.